Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dead Aid, Why Aid is Not Working, and How There is a Better Way for Africa, authored by Dambisa Moyo, presents a provocative analysis of the failure of traditional aid programs in Africa. Drawing from her extensive background in economics and her Zambian heritage, Moyo critiques the reliance on aid, arguing that it has not only failed to deliver sustainable economic growth, but has also left African countries more indebted, less developed, and more dependent. This book is a bold call for a new approach to African development, emphasizing investment, trade, and fiscal discipline over charity and aid. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the failure of aid. Moyo begins by detailing the historical context of aid to Africa, arguing that despite trillions of dollars in aid over the past several decades, African countries remain impoverished and underdeveloped. She points to the lack of significant improvement in health, education, and income levels as evidence that aid has not achieved its goals. Instead, Moyo suggests that aid has created a cycle of dependency, discouraged investment, and led to a lack of accountability in African governments. Secondly, aid's impact on growth. The book challenges the notion that aid fosters growth, presenting data and analysis showing that countries heavily dependent on aid have experienced slower rates of economic growth compared to those that have not received significant aid. Moyo argues that aid undermines economic development by displacing local industries, causing inflation, and creating a brain drain where the most talented individuals leave in search of better opportunities elsewhere. Thirdly, corruption and aid, a critical issue addressed in the book, is the relationship between aid and corruption. Moyo argues that the influx of aid into Africa has fueled corruption by creating a rent-seeking culture, where leaders are incentivized to maintain power to access aid money rather than to serve their people. This leads to misallocation of resources, lack of transparency, and undermines governance and trust in institutions. Fourthly, alternatives to aid. Moyo doesn't just critique aid, she also proposes alternatives. She advocates for increased trade and investment, financial instruments such as bonds, and the development of microfinancing initiatives as more sustainable solutions for Africa's development. Moyo emphasizes the importance of African countries taking control of their economic destinies through policies that attract foreign direct investment, support entrepreneurship, and foster a business-friendly environment. Lastly, case studies and success stories. To strengthen her argument, Moyo presents case studies of countries that have successfully reduced their dependence on aid and fostered economic growth through alternative strategies. She highlights the examples of Ghana, Botswana, and South Africa, among others, to demonstrate how trade, investment, and a focus on education and technology can lead to sustainable development and prosperity. In conclusion, Dead Aid is a truly eye-opening read for policymakers, development professionals, and anyone interested in the future of Africa. Moyo's bold assertions challenge the status quo, advocating for a radical shift from aid dependency to self-sufficiency through investment, trade, and fiscal discipline. This book is a valuable resource for individuals who are looking to understand the complexities of aid and development, and it provides a hopeful perspective on how African countries can achieve prosperity on their own terms. It serves as a reminder that the path to development is multifaceted and that sustainable solutions lie beyond traditional aid. If you would like to support Dambisa Moyo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.